Well, speaking of better and making you feel better, Kim Bolson joins us now, naturopath, author and hormone consultant. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Graham.
You're going to try and convince our listeners that a spice, which would appear in most spice racks in homes right around Australia, is good for pain relief. And I didn't know. Turmeric.
Yes. You're not going to know, and you're not going to believe some of the other things that it actually does help.
Well, we use turmeric in curries normally because of its flavour and, of course, that lovely yellow pigment.
Mm.
How can it be good for pain relief?
Yeah, no. It's been used for centuries, hasn't it, you know, throughout the Asian cooking world. But, look, since about 1940, science has grabbed onto it and they've thought, I like the look of this turmeric. Let's see what other goodness it has in it. And it has some major enhances to health. It's a marvellous anti-inflammatory. So for people with really debilitating conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, which is a very painful joint inflammation.
Well, you talk to people who've got it and they'll tell you how painful it is.
And especially in the cold weather, Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad. Or if they knock or hit, it's just terrible.
Or there's a bit of rain on the way.
Yes, that's right. The other one, of course, the sister to that rheumatoid is the osteoarthritis.
Yeah.
Not quite as inflammatory as rheumatoid, but, you know, turmeric is now scientifically, if that makes it more important to the world out there, scientifically proven to actually assist in pain. In fact, there was quite a few studies just recently done, and an equivalent of about 2 grams of curcumin. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. So in our profession, we use the word curcumin. So about 2 grams equivalent of curcumin over a 2-week period gave as much relief as the over-the-counter in the pharmacy ibuprofen pain reliever. And for me, that's like a Nurofen. That's just amazing.
Well, and it's natural.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of just getting the old little turmeric container and sprinkling a bit out on your hand and licking it, is it?
No. it's not. But you know what? If you can toss it into your food trolley when you go to your farm market or your organic produce store or even the humble supermarket, little turmeric, which is related to ginger, will sit near the ginger.
Yep.
And it's quite a bit of herb. It's very orangey, but, you know, I grate it or chop it up and put it in salads. It adds a little bit of a bitter taste, but I really think it's really nice. If you want a more medicinal dose, say, you know, you're looking at an anti-inflammatory remedy, or it's even used as a major antioxidant, and we can even stretch it to use it in diabetic profiles and also stretching it even further into anti-cancer programs, believe it or not. It's just amazing. And it also protects you from the harmful bacteria of Staphylococcus and Salmonella. It helps lower bad cholesterol. It's amazing. It should be in everybody's food list, you know, every week. Sprinkle a little bit of turmeric, but you can get it in capsule form.
I was going to ask that. You can buy it in capsules.
Absolutely. And it's really, really not that expensive.
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
No. And it's a great little food substance to have for general overall internal health. You know, it'll go and scavenge those bugs for you, you know, day and night, if you just add a little bit each day to your program. So.
There you go.
Mm.
Turmeric. Okay. Kim, you are going to be in Warwick again for people who would like to see a naturopath the end of what, August?
The end of August. Just give me a call, 3848 9800.
And you can book in if you're in Warwick and you'd like to see Kim and have a chat about your general health. Your book, how's it going?
Excellent. Fourth edition. It's powering along. We've got quite a few health farms, lots of chemists selling it, health food stores, some health food stores, lots of prackies, doctors reading it. So the word's getting out there on how to manage or better manage female hormones. Isn't that great?
All right. Give us the title of the book again so people can have a look
it's
for it.
It's called Woman to Woman, Managing Your Hormones Safely and Naturally.
All right. And Kim's website's got terrific information as well. You just go to all the W's. Kim Bolson, one word, KimBalson.com. Kim, nice to talk to you again. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Graham.
17 to 12.